All right, each and every week we talk with the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Dave Yeager, doing double duty. I don't know if you heard him this morning on with Romy, the Jim Rome Show. He was on at 10 o'clock, and now he'll spend some time with us. How you doing, Dave?
I am well. It sounded like you hit it out of the park. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was, you know, Romy is, he's, you know, obviously he really admires you and respects you, and he loves having you on, and I've been blessed over the last 10 years to fill in for him, but today we did a spoof at the beginning of the show, and it was fun, to say the least. So it was nice hearing you on there. It's great. Yeah, I know. And it's great to hear you get the national recognition and you know, yeah, to talk to North America about what you're accomplishing. I'm just curious. You know, we talk about the youth of this team. You do have a couple of veterans. Do you find yourself doing more teaching in this training camp than you have in past years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And holding myself back and, you know, putting in more stuff. I've gone very slow and just try to master some smaller, simpler things that, you know, you'll be able to go through a little bit faster next year and even faster 2 years from now. So, yeah, we just want to build a real good base. I don't want to skip any steps. And it's always about, you know, fundamentals. And I think that's where it should start.
Coach, did you just say fundamentals? He said it like three times. I like to hear that, Coach. You said faster. You know,
when we had our younger team in Memphis, and we had Dr. Jack Ramsey, who Lionel Hollins played for.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he came to training camp, and you know, he's like, I'm not trying to sound old. But you got a young team, and just keep it about the fundamentals, and that's what we did, and it worked out really well.
No doubt. When you say faster, Coach, it's been said that you want to get up and down the court. How do you release a little bit of that to let the horses go, but at the same time try to keep them under control?
Yeah, that's interesting because it can get chaotic if you just turn them loose. So you know, you try to give them the structure for when things slow down. We try to practice, you know, different fast break drills, and look, this is how we want you to fill the lane. We don't just run up and down in straight lines. You know, we would like you to get out nice and wide when you're running the wing, so that when you get a bounce pass and you can attack the rim at a certain angle, or, you know, where are the bigs in this process? You know, are they in the way? Well, nobody wants to hear that they're in the way. Well, that doesn't make you feel very valued, right?
Right.
How do you give them the sugar that they deserve because they're doing the work on the glass? And we've got some guys that can really run, and so it'll be interesting how it all comes out and when you put different combinations of guys together. So we've got to learn a lot of learning to do about each other and our team. And certainly as coaches, it does take a little while, but, you know, there's some guys that have shown that they have some tools, that we can really play with, which is, you know, Bogdanovich, he's got some skills on him, to be a playmaker. And I'm really excited about him getting his feet on the ground in the NBA and kind of adjusting to the speed of the game. And, it's going to be interesting.
We're talking with Dave Yeager right here on Sports 1140. You know, you talked about, you know, different combinations, and I ask you this question because we get asked it all the time because, you know, the fans, who's starting? I mean, the bottom line is for these six games, you're going to see a lot of different combinations, right? Isn't that the message to the fans? Don't take too much, don't read too much into it?
Yeah, same message I gave to the team today. You know, don't worry about who's in a white jersey, a black jersey, or wearing a purple shirt, because sometimes I think young guys, you know, have a tendency to read so much into that. Look, where we are, I'm not even looking at comment. I'm just trying to teach how we want to play, and I can't have X number of the same position on the floor at the same time. So just try to put it together and make them feel that, hey, everybody's got the same chance. I've committed, you know, our team to playing. I think you should play 10 guys in this situation. And it's not like you're not waving the white flag. It's an opportunity to not only see what you have, but and evaluate, but develop guys through knowing, hey, I have a responsibility. I might be number nine, but I have a responsibility because I'm not hopefully going to get 6 minutes when I'm number nine. Coach is saying we're playing 10 guys, and it could be even or more even numbers across the board as far as minutes go. Man, I'm going to be counted on. And if I'm letting my teammates down, if I don't come to play, because when you play 10 guys and three guys have a bad night, you're going to lose. And so you got to get to that level. And when you play 10 guys and everybody's in it knowing they're going to play and compete, it's a real synergistic kind of deal. And the byproduct of that is that we have a chance to develop more guys.
Coach, you mentioned Bogdan Bogdanovich. And we talked to him on the radio the other day at Media Day. And I mentioned to him, you know, one of the things that is really good for him is the ability to do so many different things, which will allow him to find his way onto the court. As you say, he continues to adjust to the pace of the game. Is there any one thing that you see that's going to allow him to be productive on the court before he adjusts to the pace?
Yeah, some of the things that he can do already, we're putting in some cutting game actions, and he can handle the basketball on the move. I think everybody thinks generally, and it is true, that it is putting the ball on the floor. He can get dribble handoffs and get a correct angle to make the next pass to set up his guy for the next cut, and that's just three things in a very short amount of time. Where I think some of the American players don't know how to pass and cut, but
right. He's
got that experience to play fast in the cutting game. And then if he doesn't have it, you go under the screen, and we get a rescreen. Then he can put it on the floor, and then he can make passes around the court on some of those actions. So I'm looking forward to and the reason that we put some of this stuff in is especially for our space guys, for our wings, for our twos, our young ones, and some of our guys that we're moving over to small forward, to open up the court, to drive the basketball, to cut and create a shot for yourself, and if you cut hard, you'll create a shot for somebody else too.
So when you talk about Bogdan Bogdanović, and again, the majority of Kings fans really haven't seen him play, just in your observation of watching him for a couple of practice, do you feel he's got the ability to bring the ball up and play someone?
Oh, I wouldn't do that yet.
Okay.
Phrase that properly would
okay.
be like if he was playing point guard against a point guard who was going to pick him up,
right.
Probably not great for him. But when two guards aren't quite as quick, and it's a 6'5" guy, probably not going to try to get up and turn him four or five times in the backcourt. I could see him in offense for sure. I wouldn't throw him out there against
Chris Paul.
Just pick a real point guard that.
Right.
Oh, I got one now, and the guy gets a 8-second violation in the backcourt.
Coach, when you look at the young guys that you have, is any one of them coming along faster? And I say young, I mean the four rookies that you see, or are they all kind of learning at their own pace?
Yeah, each individual has their own, and also learning styles. It's interesting. I mean, it's no different than teaching classroom. I think this crew is a lot more educated than maybe 10 years ago when you came out of college.
Yeah.
Guys are much more self-aware about how they learn. So there are certain guys we don't put in the first group when we're showing a drill because they need to see it done first by somebody else. Or, some guys are visually need it done on a iPad or some video. And so we do that for them. Other guys, George Hill, I like it on diagrams. Yeah, I can see it on the court. I can do it on the court. And then I back it up with the diagrams. That all makes sense to me. So especially in the case of our young guys, each guy has a different learning style, which is interesting.
We're talking with Dave Yeager. I heard you discuss this with Romy this morning, and I've followed all the social media news through you and the Kings about your coaches clinic coming up towards the end of October, October 26th, and that seems like a really neat deal. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be fun. And we had a very successful first clinic, coaches clinic, and was well received from the comments that we've gotten, the feedback we've gotten. It's at the practice facility, which is just top notch, as we all know, and not a lot of people get to experience that, and so it's pretty cool that you can register and hear from some good coaches, talk the game. I can connect with people locally and begin those relationships. But at the same time, what's even over the top for this one is that as part of the day of the clinic, all 150 participants will be able to watch us practice live, and I'll be mic'd up and I'll be emceeing the practice. And it won't be just a beauty pageant practice. It is a real regular season practice. We'll probably go over some of the sets because we play Washington the next day, a little bit of the game plan. And I don't think that hurts our players at all. I think they always get a little extra juice when other people are in the gym, as long as they never embarrass each other or whatnot in this. So I think it'll be a great experience for the coaches to come and see that, and then we'll continue to have lunch and then continue the clinic. So it'll be a great deal.
Coach, you're going to be mic'd up?
I don't let it happen very often, but playoffs and coaching clinic.
There you go. Out of the three veterans, when you look at them, Grant and myself got a chance to come down and watch a little bit. They look to help these young guys quite a bit. What do you look to try to maybe go through them? Because I've said to Grant, and we've talked about it, the ability for you to say something and then them to reinforce that, I think, is invaluable. How do they kind of help you?
Yeah, it's across the board. You know, it might be offense, it might be defense, it might be just the way we go about our business, different cuts or little things of, you know, George Hill was doing old guy tricks to De'Aaron Fox the other day when he was guarding him. And, well, coach, we need to put in a counter so we can get a back cut so we can get De'Aaron open. No, De'Aaron needs to learn
some of
the older guy tricks, get his hands off him, you know, start, stop, stick your butt out, and then, you know, you need to get a catch or whatever. I'm getting a little detailed, but just for example, and George just looked at me and goes, exactly. We don't have a counter for every single thing. Sometimes you got to just learn these things, and that's where the learning process is there, but also how to be a pro. Talk about, you know, issues that are going around our game or issues that we deal with on day-to-day life as a group of guys together. You know, what are we doing with our cell phones before the game? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what have we done as a society? We take it. Well, it's an issue for me, too, because I don't love bringing it together for halftime, and I got to get their attention. Hey, put your phones away. No, you know what? We're not having that. And so I can go to my veterans for some of that. I can lay it down. Here's what we're doing. Here's why we do this, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not going to stand and put one of my managers in the locker room for 2.5 hours to catch somebody on their phone. It's self-policing. And so that's, you know, just an example of some of the things that they'll do.
Finally, we were on a broadcasters conference call for about an hour today with the NBA. And one of the things that they were going over with us is the difference in timeouts this year from 18 to 14, and that the mandatory timeouts are going to be 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and the team timeout will be a minute and 15. But the reduction of four per game, will that affect how coaches coach? Will that affect you in any way, shape, or form?
A little bit, yeah, because, you know, you've had three mandatory timeouts in the second and fourth quarter, and, it, you know, whether you're looking at it from a fan's point of view or not, but from out on the court, it's kind of like too many. Sometimes you don't need that. However, if you got to go into your pocket to take one, let's say, you know, the other guy takes one early, and, you know, I take one early, and he follows it up and takes another one, and now there's still 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and things I need to stop a run or I need to make a correction, I got to go in my pocket and take one that's going to cost me towards the end of the game, and that can happen earlier. So I think you got to be conscious of that, and, you know, there's less, you know, preseason games to work on that. And at this point with our team, I'm so deep into the fundamentals of how we're teaching everything. You know, obviously I'm aware of the rules, but how to best to utilize that as we go forward, and what's best for our team, and how to set games up so that, you know, with a young team, you know, we always talk about the golden minutes and winning close games. You know, my concern is, man, we got to get to that 42-minute mark. We got to get to that point in the game where there's 6 minutes left and we're still in it. So it'll be interesting.
Well, enjoy the evening. Monday, the Kings start their preseason against the Spurs, and we'll see you out there on Monday, Dave, and have a good weekend.
I think it's going to be exciting for a preseason game. I know our guys are all juiced up. You know, think of the number of guys that the first time they put on their jersey.
Wow.
You know, it's going to be an exciting night. And, man, we're going to do like dress rehearsal for a preseason game. This is where the family room is. This is where the other locker room is. And it's a transition period. And, you know, we've got a lot of new faces in general. So we're going to go through that, all that stuff, and make them real comfortable and go out there and compete our tail off. And, you know, my plan right now is to play everybody on Monday night, from, you know, older guys to younger guys to everybody. So get that first one out of the way and have some tape to evaluate, and then keep trucking forward.
All right, Dave, take care. Thanks very much.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, be good. That's Dave Yeager, and there you go.